Steve, you had a chance to recruit Paris Harrelson out of Mississippi. He came from a small town outside of Jackson, didn't he?
Yes, sir. A little town called Floor. Went to Madison Central High School. Obviously, was a great player, great student. Just a super young man. Mom raised him and obviously did a great job. And she is a unbelievable person herself, just a hardworking mother and raising her. He had a younger sister named Allison while I was recruiting him, and she was definitely the backbone of the family.
Any interesting recruiting stories involving Paris Harrelson?
Yeah, I think when he and his mother came up on the official visit and her sister came with her, I'll never forget when they got in the car, Mom let him get in the car and they were getting ready to leave. And she came over and gave me a kiss and a hug on the cheek and said, "Hey, Coach, he doesn't know it, but he's coming to school at the University of Tennessee." So, you know, I thought that was always pretty cool. There was no doubt that she was the backbone of the family.
What convinced her that Tennessee was the right place for Paris?
Well, I think it was just our family type atmosphere at that time. Obviously, you know, with Coach Javis, Coach Fulmer, Coach Brooks, and all of us that had been together so long and our success, that she knew it would be a great place for him and that we would take care of him. By George, she would hold you to that. You know, if he called or anything, I think right after they got here, I believe it was 2002, when he got here, I don't know if you remember that summer, the state closed down. And, you know, so the school was closed here for like a week or something because for some reason with the lockdown or something, I don't remember what it was, but I can remember his mother calling me and said, "Hey, Coach, Paris said he's coming home because the school's locked down, but I told him he wasn't welcome back here right now." So so of course I come down to see him and we work through it, and he just a kid that you enjoyed being around all the time. I don't know that he ever had a bad day.
So when you were recruiting him, did you see him as a defensive end, outside linebacker? Did he play offense? What was he in high school?
Well, he was a linebacker in high school, but as we did with a lot of kids at that point in time, you know, we knew when we recruited him, we were going to end up making a defensive end out of him. So Coach Chavis helped me a lot, and he'd go down and do a visit with me. And Paris knew all along what our plan was. You know, he wanted to think he was a linebacker, but obviously as soon as he got here, we put his hand on the ground, and he was able to become a really good player.
I saw a stat on him that kind of blew me away. I don't remember exactly how many tackles for loss he had here, 44, whatever. But only two other Tennessee players had more, and one of them was Reggie White. That's pretty good company.
That's really good company. The thing about him, he was so quick and so good with his hands. I remember the kids, when he was playing here, it was about the time the Matrix movies came out, and the kids would call him the Matrix because he would get his hands on you and get off of you so quick. But he was so dynamic in his the way it was really probably his work ethic and the way he went about things, plus his God-given ability, that he just he was hard to block.
Was his best asset a pass rusher?
I don't know, Jimmy. I can remember lining up one day out here in practice doing board drills, which they don't let you do anymore. You know, he lined up against Albert Tuina. You remember Albert? He was huge and strong, and I thought, oh my goodness, I hope you don't get killed, Paris. But the ball moved and he was into him and had Albert pushed back and on his back before he even knew what was going on. And Paris was just a young kid then. You know, so I knew right then he was going to be special. But his speed and quickness, yes, is special, but the sucker is just so tough. He could play run blocks, and he was just dominant in what he did and so determined to play well, it was hard to keep him blocked.
He was fearless, wasn't he?
He was fearless, yes.
So he goes on to the NFL. He plays, I think, 9 years, 7 years with San Francisco, two with the Saints. Were you surprised at all that he had such a long NFL career?
No, I think he could have even been more successful, but his best asset, like you talked about, probably was his pass rush, especially when he got to the NFL. He athletically maybe wasn't good enough to play that outside linebacker and wasn't big enough to play defensive end in a four-down scheme in the NFL. But his hard work and his determination, from everything I heard from the people in San Francisco, was, you know, is what got him there. And just like you said, he was tenacious about everything he did, so it was going to be hard to ever get rid of him.
If memory serves, I think he wore number 98.
98, yeah.
Was there significance to that number? Do you know why he wore it?
Not 100% sure. He might have been 98 in high school. Not 100% sure there.
So at San Francisco, after he finished his playing career, he was working in player development, I think it was. Did you think that was kind of a natural move for him?
It was, because one thing about him, Jimmy, he was, I can tell you right now, we'll say this in a laughing way, he might have every penny he made. So he tried to always take care of his stuff, and then he definitely was taking care of his mother and the, you know, his family. But he wanted to see the rookies do well. And I can remember talking to him. He said, "Coach, I don't know how you ever coached as long as you did." He said, "I've been trying to do this for 2 years, and when they bring the rookies in and I talk to them, maybe one of them listened to me, you know, about how to handle yourself off the field, how to handle your financial situation." He said, "They just don't listen. I don't know how in the world you ever did it." But, you know, he definitely was a great person for that kind of job. He didn't just talk about it. He lived that kind of life.
Steve, one of the things I've always thought about the coaching profession, of which you were part of a long time, is the ability for you to build relationships with the players you coach. And I just wonder, how special is it for you to see somebody like Paris Harrelson, who probably didn't come from a whole lot, and develop into what he became?
Yeah, I think that's unbelievable, especially, again, when you go back to a young man that had a heart of gold, you know, and was bound and determined to make something of himself. And it's kind of like his mother said one time, he didn't have any choice, you know, and he was bound and determined to get his education, number one, and then be the very best football player he could be. And for him to get that opportunity to go on to the NFL, I think he was drafted maybe the fifth round. Yeah. And then to go ahead and, just because of the work ethic and the type of person he was, you know, to be able to play 9 years, I think that says a lot about him.